Cal Poly San Luis Obispo professors have developed a new saliva-based COVID-19 test that the university says is more efficient than the nasal swab test. KCBX's Alexa Kushner has more.
Cal Poly is now using in-house testing methods and has transitioned away from third-party Avelino labs, which administered nasal swab testing. Microbiology professor Dr. Pat Fidopiastas says Cal Poly's saliva lab tests multiple samples at once before checking to see which individual was positive.
So the saliva group will get individual saliva samples from, you know, so five individual saliva samples, and they'll pool them into a single, and then they'll run that reaction. And so if they get a positive, then they just have to deconvolute those five. Then they can test these individually.
This efficient process and the fact that testing is in-house makes the turnaround time for test results a lot faster. Associate Professor Dr. Nathaniel Martinez worked with a team of faculty members to develop the saliva tests and says the resulting process takes less than 24 hours.
In a perfect world, if we had a limited number of samples, from acquiring the sample to resulting, it takes us about 4 to 4.5 hours.
Martinez also says this new testing method is very sensitive to the virus and can even check how much of it is in a sample in order to gauge where students are in their infection process. Cal Poly is also testing wastewater around campus to trace the exact location of where positive COVID-19 tests are originating. Scientists at the university are currently taking samples from different manholes on campus that contain waste from about 5 to 1,500 students per sample. Dr. Fidopiastas says Cal Poly's wastewater testing works in conjunction with the saliva labs to add an extra layer of monitoring.
If I get a hit here that's significant, what I can then do is go downstairs and tell them, you know, PCV building 171, G, you know, whatever, GH and whatever, is positive and it's significant. They can go in with their high throughput saliva and then test everybody in the building.
Cal Poly Landscape Architecture Senior Kathleen Dempsey says she thinks spitting into a tube for a saliva test is more efficient.
In terms of like how long the process took, it was a lot faster than the nasal swab. It was just like a one-step process.
Assistant Professor Dr. Jean Davidson, who helps out in the COVID-19 lab, says that testing more frequently will help the university open sooner.
If we can get robust testing and show these trends of really low rates, everyone will feel more comfortable coming back.
For KCBX News, I'm Alexa Kushner.